westcoastcryptos.com. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Till Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Following the launch of Luna 2.0, some lucky users got a free $800,000. That's thanks to the bug that happened on Anchor Protocol lending and borrowing platform. Here's how it happened. Reportedly, the price oracle of Luna Classic went to $5 despite the price of the actual assets being significantly lower than $5. One of the users of Anchor's platform noticed the bug and deposited around 20 million Lido bonded Luna tokens, which was considered $100 million by the platform. The real value of deposited funds should have been around $200,000. After noticing the issue, a user took a loan of $40 million UST and withdrew it at a massive $800,000 profit. Other users also noticed the issue with the price oracle on the platform and tried to exploit it, but faced an error almost immediately. The platform's team was fast enough to fix the bug and avoid additional losses. In other news, Prada, the Italian luxury fashion designer, will debut its first solo NFTs on Thursday, which will be available for 24 hours with the purchase of a physical item. The NFT will be part of the brand's ongoing Time Capsule initiative, originally launched in December 2019, which drops limited edition physical products on Prada's e-commerce site on the first Thursday of every month. This Thursday, the shirts dropping on Prada's website will come with a free NFT that is designed like a pill capsule and backed up on the Ethereum blockchain. There will be 100 shirts and NFTs in total. The black or white button-down unisex shirts are designed by artist Cassius Hirst, son of NFT artist Damien Hirst. The corresponding NFT will refer to the drop serial number and an item number associated with each physical shirt. And Ethereum Fund saw $11.6 million worth of outflows last week, according to new data provided by cryptocurrency asset manager CoinShares. Its outflows have now topped $250 million since the start of 2022. Algorand funds, on the other hand, saw a record-breaking $20 million worth of inflows. Overall, digital asset investment products attracted $87 million, with Bitcoin-centered funds accounting for the vast majority of the sum, around $69 million. Last week, cryptocurrency funds saw $141 million worth of outflows. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.